Okay, we are back on the record, we had an objection for discussion on the motion. Is your objection maintained?
I'll remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Representative Tarr. So the motion passes. There are two copies of a memorandum that we both need that both need to be signed before we move on. We'll take a brief at ease so that the members may sign the memos. We're at ease. Okay, we are back on the record. My office has prepared a conference committee substitute that includes all of the amendments that passed this morning, except for amendment number 3. Instead, it adopts the House local hire provisions on page 22, lines 11 through 16, while leaving the Senate repurchase restrictions intact on page 22, lines 11. Oh, I'm sorry. Numbers are wrong.
Just the second line.
Oh, brief at ease. Okay, we're back on the record. I'll restate that. My office has prepared a conference committee substitute that includes all of the amendments that passed this morning, except for amendment number 3. Instead, it adopts the House local hire provisions on page 22, lines 11 through 16, while leaving the Senate repurchase restrictions intact on page 22, lines 17 through 23. Can I have a motion to report the new conference committee substitute from committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that pursuant to receiving limited powers, that the Conference Committee for House Bill 247 recommend that the House and Senate adopt the Conference Committee substitute, version 29, Gulf Hilo 2609, Echo Echo.
Thank you, Senator Giesel.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm going to just object for discussion because I think as Senator Coghill indicated maybe my comments, my earlier comments would be more appropriate. And so I just wanted to get on the record that, and this would be section number 8 in both the House and Senate version, and I was just trying to review this comparison that the Department of Revenue has said that the Senate language could be problematic in figuring out the interest rate on delinquent oil and gas taxes. And my apologies for not having any more information to go with that, but because we have the opportunity today, if depending on how things move forward, this may be a provision to revisit and just make sure that we've ironed out any of the problems that they are indicating they might have. So that's Section 8 from both the House and Senate version that perhaps is something that needs further consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? The motion before the committee is to send a report to our respective bodies recommending the approval of the new conference committee substitute, version EE. Is your objection still maintained?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Representative Olson?
Yes.
Representative Tarr?
No.
Chair Tallarico?
Yes.
Senator Coghill?
Yes.
Senator Machicki?
Yes.
Chair Giesel?
Yes.
For the House, 2 yay, 1 nay. For the Senate, 3 yay, 0 nay.
Thank you. The motion passes. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, I'd like the members to please stay behind to sign the report, and the meeting is adjourned at 2:13. We're adjourned.